This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Virus lockdown.
It's frustrating, but it's all for the best reasons.
Dire predictions.
As bad as things are right now, they're going to get a lot worse.
Solitary Senate showdown.
He's not here because he's afraid he may incriminate himself in this debate.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, California clampdown. New measures in the nation's most populous state as the coronavirus pandemic pushes hospitals to the brink. The state posted a record-shattering 30,000 new cases yesterday. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
The lockdown here is in effect, impacting most of the state's 39 million people. Even though the move is designed to help get through this latest surge, not everyone is on the same page. And many are not happy.
Everything I own is being taken away from me.
Restaurant owners are being especially hard hit. Some barely survived the last lockdown earlier this year.
We're a little nervous that we're not going to make it.
And even law enforcement is resisting. The sheriff in Riverside County.
The Riverside County Sheriff's Department will not be blackmailed, bullied, or used as muscle against Riverside County residents.
But officials say the lockdown is needed. Governor Gavin Newsom.
If we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed.
Correspondent David Begno is at a hospital that's reached capacity in Reno, Nevada.
Where cars would normally be parked, there are now patients. 265 have come through this field hospital in just the last 3 weeks.
When you have to resort to a parking garage, you know things are pretty bad.
That means this is real.
Dr. Jacob Kieperman had just started his job here as an ICU doctor 3 weeks ago when he tweeted a picture of the parking garage turned field hospital right before patients arrived. Now, some on social media seized on the empty beds, suggesting it and the pandemic were fake. And one of those posts was retweeted by President Trump.
It was sad, disappointing, and frankly insulting.
The rampant spread of misinformation is complicating efforts to control the pandemic. That's according to Dr. Deborah Birx of the White House Coronavirus Task Force.
I hear community members parrying back that masks don't work. This is not just the worst public health event. This is the worst event that this country will face.
President Trump's personal attorney is in a Washington, D.C. hospital with COVID-19. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Rudy Giuliani is thanking well-wishers after contracting the coronavirus. President Trump was one of the first to tweet about Giuliani's diagnosis and said he hopes the 76-year-old gets better soon. The president's personal attorney traveled to several states last week trying to persuade lawmakers to reverse their election results. He did not wear a mask in some of those hearings.
In New York City, preschoolers and K through 5 students can return to school buildings today. They were closed last month when virus cases rose. But older students like 8th grader Eliza Greenberg will do remote learning only until after the holiday break.
I worry that there will be hundreds of thousands of us all over the city who won't be ready for what comes next and may remain a step behind for years to come.
Well, President-elect Joe Biden has picked his pandemic point man. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says California Attorney General Javier Becerra has been nominated to be his health secretary.
While he has no medical training or experience in public health, he has served previously as a top defender of the Affordable Care Act while serving in Congress and more recently as California's top prosecutor, frequently defending the law before the U.S. Supreme Court.
And Harvard infectious disease expert Dr. Rochelle Walensky has been chosen to head the Centers for Disease Control once Mr. Biden takes office. Georgia's Republican governor's withstanding pressure from President Trump, and he's refusing a call from some GOP lawmakers to bring the legislature back to overturn the state's election results. The state's two Senate races will be settled next month. CBS's Mark Strassman has more on debates held last night.
Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler keeps her campaign message simple. She backs President Trump all the way and sidestepped when asked if the president won re-election.
President Trump has every right to use every legal recourse available.
She called her opponent, Reverend Raphael Warnock, a radical liberal. He described her as out of touch with Georgia voters.
After being in the Senate for 10 months, she does not have a case to be made for why the people of Georgia should keep her there.
But at least they debated on the same stage. In Georgia's other runoff, Democratic challenger John Ossoff faced an empty podium. Incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue was a no-show.
It shows an astonishing arrogance and sense of entitlement for Georgia's senior U.S. senator to believe he shouldn't have to debate at a moment like this in our history.
Britain, France, and Germany say they're concerned by Iran's announcement that it plans to install advanced uranium-enriching centrifuges in a move to expand its nuclear program. It's being called a violation of the 2015 nuclear deal. And there's word this morning Pope Francis will make the first-ever papal visit to Iraq next March. The newly approved Pfizer coronavirus vaccine is on the move in the UK.
At Croydon Hospital in South London, pharmacist Louise Coughlin has just taken delivery of those first precious doses.
It's just incredible, actually. Obviously, I can't hold them in my hands because they are minus 70 degrees.
Medical official Stephen Powis says hospitals will start vaccinating patients tomorrow.
They'll be taking the opportunity to make sure those over 80 will get the vaccination first.
40 million doses ordered, enough for 20 million people. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
In this country, a union survey of New York City firefighters indicates 55% won't take a virus vaccine when one's available. Only about a quarter of the force took part. For school students who have faced learning challenges in the pandemic, some educators wonder if traditional grading is fair. CBS's Wendy Gillette.
The Washington Post reports grades of F in math and English went up by as much as 6 times for some vulnerable students in Montgomery County, Maryland. In Wilson County, North Carolina, almost half of students in grades 3 through 12 failed at least one class. And the Houston Chronicle reports some area districts are also seeing the same failure rate for almost half of middle and high school students.
A surfer in Seaside, Oregon, was bitten by a shark yesterday afternoon. The man suffered non-life-threatening injuries to his lower leg. A lifeguard applied a tourniquet to slow the bleeding before doctors could treat him. There could be a lot of questions at tax time next year because of the pandemic.
Many of us have spent the majority of 2020 working from home, but that doesn't mean you can expand your tax deductions, according to CBS News senior business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
If you are an employee, you cannot deduct that. If you are self-employed or even a gig worker, then you may be able to deduct expenses as well as a portion of your rent or costs of your dwelling.
Schlesinger says you should also consider where you've been working, especially if it's out of state, since that could affect where you file your taxes. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
First, 54-year-old Mike Tyson. Now, 43-year-old Floyd Mayweather says on Instagram he'll return to the boxing ring for an exhibition bout against YouTube personality Logan Paul. Mayweather last fought in 2017. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.